Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Falcons writer from The Athletic, Jason Butt, joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Jason, we obviously know that the fifth-year extension has been picked up for Vic Beasley a year ago, and still a lot of questions about his future with this team. You think he's done enough in these last 3 weeks that cements even more the idea of they will move forward with Vic Beasley one way or another for next season?
I think, you know, it's funny you mention that, because, like, the last – really, I'll go back to 5 weeks. In the last 5 weeks, he has 4 sacks, 2 pass deflections, which granted those came last week. A fumble return for a touchdown, the deflection that got Deion Jones a pick six. He's done a lot in these last 5 weeks. Granted, you look at the first 9 weeks, however, and the stats are there. Ever since Bruce Irvin came in, they've been able to use Vic Beasley in a much more situational role, which I think has really benefited him. And so they picked up the option, for $12.8 million. Now, is there a chance that he ends up not playing under that option? I think there's a good chance. But I do think, considering that, there was an NFL Network report around the trade deadline that suggested Vic Beasley, that teams had requested had inquired about trading for Vic Beasley, and the Falcons declined those requests. That signals that the Falcons do think there might be still plenty to get out of Vic Beasley on this defense. And so when it comes to him, do they renegotiate a new deal with Beasley to where he's not playing under a $12.8 million option? Do they release him and then try to bring him back on something? Before that $12.8 million option goes into effect, I think those are all possibilities. He definitely, over this last stretch, he's carved out a role, and he's obviously played really well, and he's done a pretty good job with it. But $12.8 million for next year, needing to redo Julio's deal, needing to figure out some other pieces in free agency, considering the O-line, the D-line needs some extra help. So those are all questions that I think will go into what this team does do with Vic Beasley, because $12.8 million is a pretty steep price for somebody who hasn't had the kind of season that he had in 2016 over these last 2 years. So will he be back? I think there's a good possibility he is, but probably not. Or I should probably say there's a good chance it won't be at that $12.8 million price tag.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.